I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, I need a little help from parents. I know this is going to be pretty boring for those of you that don't have kids, but just bear with me for a couple of seconds because my house is just it's a poop fest right now, is what it is.
You or Stacey or Hayden?
Well, it was me for a while because I'm getting to that age.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's Hayden and potty training, and we're really kind of in the dark about it. So I almost felt like I'd like to do an Idiot's Guide to Potty Training because we are totally clueless about it right now.
That would be great. How old is Hayden now?
He's 2.5.
Okay.
And I think like between 2 and 3, I think, is when kids start to get potty trained. But as I understand it, and we don't have a lot of friends, I think part of the reason why we're so in the dark is we don't have a lot of friends that have kids that are Hayden's age. So we're trying to do it kind of like blindsided. And I think Stacey's picked up like Baby Wise potty training book, but she's only gotten through a couple of pages so far. And we're failing miserably at it right now. Here's how we understand it's supposed to happen. Like once the child says to you something about potty, then that's like the red light. Okay, it's time to start potty training. Once that happens, you're supposed to put them on the toilet every 45 minutes. And you do some positive reinforcement things. And then eventually, after about 2 weeks, they say, or a week and a half, he should be telling you when he needs to go to the bathroom so you don't have to constantly be running in there every 45 minutes or an hour. We haven't found that to be the case. So we're still running in there every 45 minutes. And while he's doing pretty good with number one, number two, not so good. So he's pooping all over the house.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah.
Now, how old is Hayden
again?
Like
a minefield in my house sometimes.
What? How old is Hayden again?
He's about 2.5.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, because I think we talked about this a little off air, and I have heard also that boys do it later than girls, right? Potty training?
I've heard that.
Because I wonder if he's a little early. At 2.5.
Okay, maybe so.
I don't know.
I guess my question here also is, and the calls are starting to come in now. I guess my question is, how long do you go before you realize that it's just not right? Mm-hmm. Also, because we're 2 weeks into this, and the one thing that Stacey did read is about a week and a half, 2 weeks. If they haven't figured it out, just go back to the diapers. Mm-hmm. But we almost feel like, I don't know, we feel like we're halfway home right now. Mm-hmm. We're halfway home.
Halfway
He's got number
there.
One. He's got number one down.
Does right. he have the pull-up diapers that he can pull up and off by himself, right?
Yes.
So they're kind of like underwear.
Yeah.
But they're diapers.
Right. And they're not really even diapers. They don't absorb as much. So the theory is that the child's supposed to be uncomfortable if he does that in his pants.
Right.
So he'll start complaining and not want to do that anymore. But not my kid. He's got no problem with that at all. Play in the poo. No worries. So the Idiot's Guide to Potty Training. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but you guys could sure help me out. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, Bert. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you help me out here?
Well, I can offer a little advice that worked for us.
Okay.
I have two little boys, and we did potty parties for the both of them.
Potty parties?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And every time that we got them to go potty, we got the little, you know, the little things you blow at the birthday parties, the little streamer things.
Yeah.
We did those, and then we gave them, and this is really terrible, but we gave them a Skittle each time that they went potty. It took 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Okay, now we've been using, like, those little mini M&Ms.
That, too, yeah. I just didn't give my kids too much chocolate, so we chose the Skittles. But either way...
I think the one thing that Stacey's read about this also is that stickers seem to be, like, a really great positive reinforcement thing. So every time he goes, he gets to put a sticker on the back of his little potty toilet.
Mm-hmm. That, too. We did tattoos.
You did tattoos. Okay, and that worked for you. And in 2 weeks, everything was fine.
Done. Yep.
And how old were your kids when they started?
They were, my little one was 2.5, like Hayden.
Okay.
And my older son was almost 3.5.
So if you were 2 weeks into this and it wasn't working out so well for you, would you continue doing it or would you go back to the diapers?
I would continue.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, bye now.
But did you hear what she said about her older son, that he was
three and a half. Yeah.
So might take a little longer than you're hoping.
Good morning, Cassie, the Idiot's Guide to Potty Training.
Hi, Jen, it's Cassie.
Hi, Cassie.
My husband's in Iraq, Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie came out to the Atlanta Guy Without a Shirt promotion a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sidebar. How did that go?
Good.
Yeah?
Good to get out. But my husband started potty training Eli at 16 months. We started because my daughter was done at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we started at 16 months. And what we did is in the morning you get him up and put him on the toilet. We did it basically every 2 hours. They go. And then he gets, we have a gumball machine. And Eli's 2 years old. He's exactly 2 years old. And I just trip train him every 2 hours. Now that I'm at home and not teaching, I take him every 2 hours and put him on the potty. And I have the stickers. That's a good idea. But you know what? Boys take longer than girls. Do not go back to diapers, Bert.
Do not go back the other way.
Don't go back.
Okay.
You got to get rid of what you used to do and keep trying to do forward and do the pull-ups. And it's going to take longer than 2 weeks. Girls could be maybe 2 weeks. And let him see you go.
Yeah, I've done that deal. Yeah,
not in the shower.
Yeah, Stacy and I have argued that point. Like, for a while there, she wanted me to show him number one and number two, and that's where I drew the line. I'm like, that's crazy talk right there. No one is sitting there pooping in front of their kid.
Number one was okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm not. Yeah, what are you? She's out of her mind.
Somebody should call defense.
That is a little gross.
It is a little gross. And I thought for sure I wouldn't get, when we started talking about that months ago, people were emailing me going, yep, that's why I did it. No problem. I pooped in front of my kid, and I think you're all nuts.
Mm-mm.
I think you're all crazy. Good morning, all the hits,
Q100. Good morning.
Hey.
Okay, I know this sounds funny, but I'm a nanny, and I have a 6-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. And when I was going through potty training, we used cereal. And we would let him pick out his cereal, and we would say, okay, you got to shoot the target.
Oh, really?
You put the cereal on the target.
So it was fun. So he had, after he got done, he got to see how many he dunked.
That's kind of a trick shot right there, though, because he's sitting down on the potty to start out, right?
Well, that's the thing. The kids don't realize that. And once, I know this sounds gross, but once it goes in the potty, it sticks to it.
Got it. So every shot is a good shot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so after if he would go like 3, I think it was like 3 days, he would get a Thomas train because he was big in his Thomas train.
Right.
And so at the end, he would go get a Thomas train. But we would also set a cooking timer. I did it for 30 minutes when it was the potty, when we had to go do number one. But when it came to number two, we would set it for 50.
So every 20 and every 50 minutes you were in that bathroom with him?
Well, when it came to number two, I was in there every 50 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it worked for me, but do not go back to the pull-ups.
Do not go back. Once you start, do not go back.
Do not go back to the pull-ups.
Do not go back to the pull-ups.
Here's a question. Once he's on the potty, you know, we were doing this 45 minutes thing.
Yeah.
How long, do kids go every 45 minutes? Or, like, how long do you let him sit there before you know it's not
going
to happen?
He's been going every 45 minutes, so it hasn't been, like, a real big struggle. Like, he gets on there sometimes and he gets distracted, but if you make him look down, that's when he goes.
Every 45 minutes?
What do you mean?
Number one. He looks down inside the toilet, and that's when he'll start going. But other than that, yeah, he's just kind of looking around the bathroom.
How often do they number two?
Well, he's only going once a day.
So, but he's on the potty every 45 minutes,
to do number one, right?
So you're not forcing him to number two every 45 minutes.
No, you can't say,
Because I'm like, you can't force that. You're going to torture the child, and then he's going to have a bad number two experience his whole life.
Good morning, Amy.
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, that they say if you force kids, that's the worst thing you can do because then they're petrified of it. And I found that true with my oldest, who will be 4 this month. But, we tried at 18 months because everybody was saying, oh, you should start trying at 18 months because she was fascinated with the potty. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. It did not work. I had the terrible experience from it. So we backed off for a little bit, and then we did the bought a big calendar and put it up in the potty in the bathroom, and then she got to put stickers on it, and then we did this buy her surprise every couple of days if she went without any accidents or whatever. But number two issue took about a month.
Okay, and how long did you go trying and failing before you decided to go back to the diapers?
Well, the first time we did it for like a month, and then we realized that she just wasn't ready, and then so we backed off. For about another month, we did the diapers, and then we went, and then she came. About a month later, she came to me, and she's like, Mommy, I need to go potty.
Oh, really?
And I said, okay.
Okay.
And so we went. So, I mean, it's just, you have to kind of watch your own, you know, with your first kid, because
I'm listening to you every morning. It's kind of like with me that your first kid's rotten, and my first child is rotten. And
is rotten? So
spoiled, I should say. You know, they get...
spoiled rotten.
Spoiled rotten.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Okay.
Spoiled rotten. My oldest is very, so it was kind of like a trial and game era with her that that we did with the potty training.
It's like you get such conflicting information. Like on one hand, they tell you that once they start, don't go back. But then you get the information also that you can't press them because if you press them, then they're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm still confused on how long you go before it's not working out for you before you back off it because you don't want to scar them from going to the bathroom, you know? I haven't figured out anything.
So he's doing the number one at 45 minutes just fine, but the number two thing he hadn't figured out
number
yet.
Number two, he's not telling us. And even number one, he's been having quite like a lot of accidents and stuff when he's in school. So we're just not exactly, we still don't know if we should continue doing it or go backwards.
And of course, from the Burt Show listeners,
we
get
50-50. 50-50.
Yeah. Can you exchange him for a new kid?
Two puppies. Hey, you want to trade?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Hey, the Burt Show.